The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
And we did a little Rockets. We'll do a couple of minutes of that. I've seen the rumors that they're interested in J.R. Smith.
It's like,
it's like they're trying not to win.
Yeah, I swear. Is this the process? Is that, you know when J.R. Smith can help you win a championship? When LeBron James is on the team.
He can actually hurt you in that situation,
too. He can, yeah. It's like they keep doubling down on this. We just need guys who can hit threes.
I think they should be able to handle the Jets so easily.
I don't know that I think they're going to handle them easily. They've handled easily one team on the road this year, and that was Jacksonville. Their other road games, lost to New England, lost to the Titans, should have lost to the Colts, should have lost to the Broncos, probably should have lost to the Redskins.
The Jets can't score more than 17 points against Texas. It could be a 2017
game. Titans won 20-17.
Yeah.
With Blaine Gabbert.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Welcome back into the Blitz. One more hour of fun entertainment. Semi-sportsy talk for you. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I'm Jerome Solomon, subbing in for Fred today, along with A.J. Hoffman and Jong Lee at the controls. You can catch us on Twitter at TheGenerous975, at Jerome Solomon, at A.J. is the real, at my name Jong, and text the show, if you like, 713-780-3776. No one's reading them, but you're free to text. Remember, all charges are yours. I need to get the text, John.
Oh, I thought you had them. I'll send it to you.
I used to back in the day, but I do not have them. So, well, I'll have those shortly, so you can do that. Did you see the story with the the former college basketball player who made the half-court shot to win the car and then...
I didn't hear about this.
So she played... Nicolette Cornette played for Oklahoma, and then she transferred, played at UCLA. She finished like 2 years ago. And so she's at a basketball game, and you had to make four shots, a layup, free throw, three-pointer, and then one from midcourt. You make it, you win a car.
That's a good
deal. She went out there, made it, went 4-for-4, drilled it from midcourt, 4-for-4, tweeted out, I just won a car. That was easy. And then a little later, she retweeted out or came back, tweeted out again, they're not letting me keep it.
Why not?
As the contest rules say that you must be at least 4 years removed from a basketball career before you can come out here as a randomly selected person to
that's
win
lame.
A car by shooting shots. Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of weak.
So how far removed was she?
2 years.
From college basketball?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
They call that a career?
Right, yeah. That's, exactly. It's not like, you know, we're talking LeBron James is watching an NBA game and gets called out on the court and tries to win a car.
So you're telling me if, like, this guy played high school basketball.
That's in the small print.
That's
in the contest rules. So, but yeah, that's kind of messed up. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. It's like you probably like me and don't really pay attention to much of the Sports Center and all of that, the national sports in those terms. But the other night, I did wake up in the middle of the night and the Van Pelt one was on.
Uh-huh.
And clearly, they were in love with the LeBron James Dwayne Wade hug fest. Last game they played against each other, celebration. Did you catch any of this?
It was
so over the top. I mean, there was some fawning. They were like, oh man, these two guys, they came in at the same time, best friends. They played together. They won championships together. They grew up together. They played against each other 30 times and they were 15-15 in those matchups. And LeBron hit the game-winning free throws, and Dwayne Wade missed the three-pointer at the buzzer when LeBron was holding him. It's enough to make you barf,
yeah,
or cry,
depending
on your nature. But yes, I remember the first time Brett Favre retired, and every show, all day, every day was all Brett Favre, and I know it skewed a little bit because I was a fan of Brett Favre, but I don't think he's one of the top five quarterbacks.
No, I don't either.
He just doesn't rank that high to me. And I was like, y'all need to relax. And this wasn't even me saying, because he's coming back. Then it turned out that he started coming back each time he retired. But we have a sense, and this is kind of a media thing. We overdo something, but we do it because that's what people want.
Yeah.
People want LeBron and Dwayne Wade and to make it a bigger story than it is.
I don't even need Dwayne Wade in my LeBron. I just like watching LeBron. I don't need anybody else to be a role player in the story. I just want to watch this dude.
How long can this guy continue to be this ridiculously good? I mean, it's beyond the time where his skills are supposed to start eroding.
Yeah, like at this point you would think that it starts to decline, but I don't know. I mean, it's what I will say is in the past, you know, and you can't even really say the Lakers are, they'd be the 5 seed right now.
Yeah. Where would the Lakers be?
You take him off the roster. No, where are they?
No, you know, I'm saying, forget that. You put LeBron from 6 years ago on this roster. They're not much better than they are now.
No.
He's not the same player, but he delivers the same stuff.
Yeah, I don't know how he continues to do it, but he keeps doing it. And we talked about how hard it is to average 30 points a game. LeBron's averaging 28.3 points per game right now. I think he's slowing down, but he's slowing down so slowly that it's...
Yeah, he's slowing down on average speed.
Right,
he's not slowing down on top speed.
No, and
when he shifts it into fourth gear and he's like, I'm going as fast as I can go right now. There's not a difference. He doesn't shift it in that gear as often as he used to. But it's just amazing.
Like at what age would you say an NBA player is supposed to start really tailing off?
Well, generally it's around the 30, 32. But you got to remember, he came at 18, so he's in his 16th season.
Right.
And generally, it's like, I mean, for some of the great ones, once you get to about 12 seasons, you know, your legs can't handle.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be the same guy. And he got to his 12th season and got better.
Yeah. I guess the way I'm thinking about it, and I know, like you say, I mean, it's the wear and tear is different, but his age 33 season, Michael Jordan was still, you know, on his second run with the Bulls. Like he was still doing all right, you know.
Yeah, but he was a lot fewer seasons.
Yeah.
Jordan went to college.
Yeah.
And then went to baseball. So the number of seasons wise, Jordan was nowhere near.
Yeah.
I mean, LeBron at his 33. But LeBron right now is averaging more points. This is the most he's averaged since before he went to Miami. His last season in Cleveland, the first time, was the
that's
most.
That's what's crazy.
So that's ridiculous. Because if he were averaging the fewest points he'd averaged in his career right now, it could still be a number where we're like, man, that guy's still great.
Yeah,
he's averaging more than he averaged with the Heat or with Cleveland the second time around.
Yeah, his lowest points per game average in his career. Well, his rookie year, 21 points per game.
Mm-hmm.
Besides his rookie year, lowest ever, 25.3. And that was 2015-16.
Ridiculous. And the rookie year, you were talking about an 18-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Trying to figure it out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. His second year is 27. And then it was 31.
Figured it out, huh?
Yeah, he figured it out in a hurry. But, it is pretty unbelievable. I don't know how much longer he can do it for. But
is he going to fall off a cliff? Like, I mean.
It doesn't seem to be coming. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you don't look at him and go, it's coming. Like, I remember for the longest time, people would say that about the San Antonio Spurs. They were like, yeah, they're getting older. It's coming. And another good example is Tom Brady.
It's coming. You're like,
it's coming.
Where?
Well, yeah. I mean, so then he has a bad game, and it's like, I told y'all, eventually he's going to get old. And eventually, if you keep saying that, you'll be right. But you know there's people who were saying coming into this season, Drew Brees is getting old. He's past his prime.
Yeah.
And now he's, you know, in the MVP conversation. So I don't know. I don't know when LeBron falls all the way off, but I don't. It doesn't look like it's coming anytime soon. I don't know if he's the kind of – I mean, I don't know that he can, especially in the Western Conference, just load a team on his back and take them to the finals. That seems unlikely.
Mm-hmm.
But if this team continues to develop and they add a couple free agents, would it shock me if he leads another team back? Yeah. Not in the least.
Yeah, Jordan averaged 28-7 his last season with the Bulls, and that was his 13th season. Then he set out 3 years and came back with Washington, and he averaged 22-9-20. And that was a huge drop off from his norm.
This is the 16th or 17th year for LeBron?
16th.
What was Jordan doing year 16? Retired?
Retired,
or was he on the Wizards?
He was retired again. Yeah.
He retired from the Wizards, right?
Right. Yeah. He did have his 15th season with the Wizards. He was 39. Dude averaged 20 a game.
With LeBron, though, this is the least amount of minutes he's played all his entire career.
Really?
Yeah, less minutes, yeah. And he's still...
More points.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty wild.
Maybe part of it, too, that these Lakers aren't as talented as...
He's having to carry a lot of the load. Yeah. It's like, if they're going to do anything, it's going to be because of him. But
and clearly, he can still do it.
He can still hang. All right, guys, six-year anniversary sales still going on at Texas Star Grill Shop. Christmas coming up right around the corner. It's time to make great memories with your family and friends. I'm going to be smoking a prime rib for Christmas. I cannot wait. I've got that Pitts and Spitz grill. They set the bar in quality. Texas-style heavy-duty construction. They're locally made here in Houston. Their performance is second to none. There used to be a waiting list for them, but now they've got some in stock. So you want to get one, jump on it now. While you're there, check out the Saber Infrared Gas Grills or the Traeger Pro 20 Wood Pellet Grills. They'll throw in a cover and two bags of pellets for free with that. The new Kamado Joe 2 Ceramic Charcoal Grill with the airlift hinge that really sets them apart from the competition. Spruce up your home with a new outdoor kitchen if you're looking for that. They're gonna make your quality of life better. They're gonna make you they treat you like family, first of all, and they're gonna put you on the right grill for you, for your needs. Save big during the Texas Star Grill Shop's anniversary sale. Free delivery and assembly located at 59 and Shepherd in Houston or 8905 Luetta Road in Spring. TexasStarGrillShop.com.
My brothers and feel that pain. So I thank.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Welcome back to the show. 713-780-ESPN is the number. We did a little Hall of Fame stuff yesterday, but not much baseball. No activity from the Astros here at the winter meetings thus far, but they're trying. They're willing. Kyle Tucker was there. Did you see his story of I was around him a few times, watched him up close, obviously, in spring training and when he came up. I didn't realize dude is 6'4".
Mm-hmm.
And what's
greater, his weight or his batting average last year?
Oh,
it's close, right?
I have to look up the batting average, but
it's got to be close.
In the ballpark, because now he is up to 205 now.
Really?
10 pounds more than he was last. No, I'm sorry, 11 pounds more than he was last year.
If you had told me he was 190 last year, I wouldn't have believed you. I'd have thought that he was like 160.
Man, he's 6'4" though.
Right, you know, he's a big
boy. If he was 6'1", he's up to 205 now, and he says there's room for 10 more pounds.
Okay.
He's only reaching for 215. But he did do one thing, though, this is going to sound silly, but this is the way it is. I try to be honest with people. It either is a sign that he's going to be awful, or it's a sign that he can be great. There's no in between on this one, because most of the time, people won't admit that they were overwhelmed by something, right?
Okay.
And the people that do admit it either grasp it and learn and come back and go, that ain't gonna happen again, I'm ready, or they just wilt and never become anything. So he says when he first came up, he got it from Derek Jeter. So he may have been like a Derek Jeter thing.
Yeah.
He thinks. Because when Jeter first came up, he was in awe that he was playing with all these guys and stuff. And he says, I kind of felt like that. Last year was really cool. I tried, obviously. I wasn't going out there not trying, but I was a little in awe of all the stuff. This year, I don't care who I'm going to play against. I'm going to go out there and do well. So that you want a guy saying that.
Yeah, but sometimes it's easy to say that. And then,
well, yeah, it's easy to say that if you speak English. But I'd rather him say that than go, no, I wasn't afraid. I was good. You know, I did well. No, you didn't. You know, because most times guys try to hide it with the, oh, no, you know, I didn't lose any confidence. Well, you should have. You weren't playing well enough to be confident. You got to do a little different than that. So it'll be interesting to see what he can do coming back, because they need somebody to step up and be Marwin Gonzalez, you know, or provide that offense. You're not going to get – it's going to be hard to find one player that can do as much and be as versatile as Marwin was.
I think Tony Kemp can be Marwin Gonzalez.
No, I don't think he can be that. I think we saw the best of Tony. Well, they're so different. I'm not saying Tony can't play.
Right.
But
what I'm saying, like, as far as his versatility goes –
he's not. No, he can't play all over like that. And
play anywhere in the outfield. Play second base.
Short.
I don't know.
Marwin can play everywhere but pitcher almost. But more importantly, like a better way of putting it though, with Tony Kemp, mm-hmm. they needed Marwin Gonzalez.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
What they really need is Marwin Gonzalez from 2 years ago.
Oh yeah. Oh no.
Because last year's Marwin Gonzalez, that wasn't really helping you out.
The hot stretch he had was, you know, yeah, but that's no, they need that. But
yeah.
You can't, but that's hard to find.
Well, you know what?
That was a freak of a guy that
you know where it's easy to find? Ago. With guys like Paul Goldschmidt and the names that have been kicked around in trades. Like mm-hmm. It's easy to find that production
big-time player.
With them.
Right.
Yeah, you can find it. You just got to pay up for it. The Astros are one of the teams, although I feel like they're now about the third team that you hear mentioned with Corey Kluber talk. Hmm. Cleveland basically came out and said, we're willing to trade Corey Kluber. We want a top outfield prospect that's Major League Baseball ready.
Yeah.
And the Astros have one of those guys in Kyle Tucker. At least, you know, that's allegedly major league ready.
Yeah.
The Dodgers, who have Alex Verdugo, who's their number one prospect, who's an outfielder that's major.
And they have a crowded outfield.
Major league ready.
Yeah.
And then the Yankees have Esteban Florial, who's an outfielder, who's major league ready. So, and mind you, on top of that, the Indians want something else too.
Right.
So it's not like a one for one. So you're gonna have to give up some guys for a guy like that. But
how good is Kyle Tucker gonna be? There's no way of knowing. But you have to base that kind of call on your projection, and you got to trust your read.
Right.
You know. But if
and ask yourself, it's the same guy who said that Jonathan Singleton was going to be what he was going to be.
Right. Yes, I'm saying. But, you know, they've hit on so many others. But they've hit on a lot of players, dude.
Okay. Well, like who?
Everybody on the roster. Carlos Correa was a hit.
Are we sure?
Yeah, we're sure.
What did he do last year?
He didn't have a great year, don't turn that into he can't play.
How many great years has he had versus how many not great years has he had?
He's had nothing but he's only been in the league two and a half years, right? He's had one not great year, and the rest of his entire career has been great. So he's had more great than average.
Okay, well, are you sure what he's going to be?
No, I'm not sure, but you can't. He's a hit right now.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I said. Yeah, he's a hit. I mean, that's okay.
I thought you were talking about like there's
Gerrit Cole is a hit.
Oh, no doubt.
Justin Verlander's a hit.
Yeah.
You know, on and on and on. I mean, they've had a lot of hits.
Yeah.
But what I was trying to get to, though, if Kyle Tucker is not – if he's going to play – I'll even stretch it out with something ridiculous. He's going to play 12 years and go to two All-Star games. You got to trade the dude.
For Corey Kluber?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, you got to trust your read, but your read has to be, he's got to be great for you not to be willing to move him for Kluber, right?
Well, I mean, I've taken a lot of flack for saying that the Astros should have traded Alex Bregman for Chris Sale when they had the chance.
Right.
And obviously, the Astros, they wouldn't have, I don't know where they would have been without Alex Bregman this year. But it doesn't change my read that.
But
at the time, no one knew what Alex Bregman was going to be, and Chris Sale continues to be one of the best pitchers in the whole world.
Right.
So when you've got a chance to get a top level guy, and I think we can agree Corey Kluber's a top level guy.
Yeah.
If you say, and would you say these top prospects are typically about 50-50?
I wouldn't even.
I mean,
50-50 to make it.
I'm not talking about to be a superstar.
Yeah,
they're only
50-50 to even
be
around.
To be an everyday big leaguer.
Right, yeah. Probably even less than that, but okay. At best, yeah.
So if you've got this prospect 100. Who's a 50-50 right. At best, and you've got this guy who you already know for a fact is one of the best pitchers in the whole world, what's the debate? Think back to the Justin Verlander thing.
Now, it's a debate if you have nothing else.
Right.
But one of the reasons your prospect isn't up there doing anything is because you've had a lot of others.
You've got players there to do that job. Right. So, and that's always my argument is the teams, you use your prospects differently depending on where you are in your cycle or in your window, you know, what your window of opportunity is. So when the Astros 5-6 years ago, hoard all those prospects because
You need a bunch of those 50-50s to come in on the good.
Yeah, you need some of those to turn out.
Yeah.
But once you're established, once you've got an established core, you trade prospects to add more sure thing pieces.
Surgical strikes.
To make your team better. And I always tell Fred, that's how the Yankees made a dynasty. Mm-hmm.
You ride that sucker.
They did hit on some young players. They hit on Derek Jeter and Jorge Posada and Bernie Williams. But then when they got the chance, they were trading prospects away and bringing in Jason Giambi and Mark Teixeira and Alex Rodriguez and to keep the train rolling. And right now, you ride it out as far as you can,
and you don't want to turn it into a situation where you're like, we have a really good team. If these young guys can develop, like, no, you've already developed the team, And you've already developed young guys who've developed. You've got Correa who's developed. And now wherever he goes, you've got those – ride those guys and bring in big dogs and ride it out.
And luckily they've won a championship, so anything – I mean, anything else with this core is really kind of icing on the cake.
That's true. Yeah.
But it does feel like, you know, the how much longer is Justin Verlander going to be here? You know, probably next year. How much longer is George Springer going to be here? Probably next year. If you've got this opportunity, this window that's now open, I understand you might think that Kyle Tucker's going to be a good player. And he might be a good player. And you know what? If he goes somewhere and he's a good player for someone.
That's the way it goes.
That's tough to swallow.
He could be good watching y'all's World Series parade.
That's what I'm saying. If you get a World Series out of it, who cares if Kyle Tucker can be Ted Williams for all like you. I mean, if it gets you another World Series, then it doesn't matter.
And that's the thing. You can overdo it by trying to have a good team in 2021.
Yeah.
There's a lot of baseball between now and 2021.
A lot of things can happen.
Yeah.
By 2021, Carlos Correa is going to be saying, "Hey, are we ready to sign this extension or what?" And it's going to be like the, you know how everybody's laughing at the money Bryce Harper's asking for right now. It's going to be like that.
Yeah, it could be if he goes back to being player.
Yeah.
And if he plays like last year, you know.
Bryce Harper's coming off a year where he hit 240.
That's true.
It doesn't matter if they think you've got it, they're going to pay for it.
And I'm not even one of those who I just think baseball's so hard. You can't go projecting what Bregman's going to do for the next 5 years. You just don't know. I mean, he could have had his career year last year.
Could easily be the best.
I would not be surprised if he never hits that many home runs again.
I wouldn't either.
It wouldn't shock you.
I wouldn't either. Yeah. And it's not to say that I don't think he'll be a solid player.
Oh yeah.
I just think last year, I mean, it wouldn't shock me if last year was his peak. You know. And he could, I mean, if he's lesser than what he was last year,
he can still be
very useful.
But
we talked about James Harden yesterday. What we saw to James Harden last year, that's probably the best James Harden you'll ever see. There's not much more. There's not much more juice in that lemon. You know what I mean? You can squeeze.
He's not gonna improve on that.
Yeah, that's the best you can hope for. You know, maybe it's unfair to say about Bregman because at his age, maybe he could get better. But he
was so ridiculously over the top.
I wouldn't bet on
him. I mean, it would be different if he'd had a steady climb. No, he jumped from, you know, really good.
Well, he jumped from a guy who went like 0 for 50 to start his major league career.
And life hasn't hit him yet.
Nope.
You know, he hasn't. There's a lot of life he has to live and learn how to live within that before we know what he's going to be. I project that he's going to be great, but it's the same as people who would have projected Bagwell and Biggio to be what they are after a couple of seasons.
And if you,
you turned out to be right, but there have been just as many guys who had those couple of seasons and didn't go 20 years of greatness.
And I know I think Kyle Tucker might be great too. He might be. I know for a fact Corey Kluber's great. That's if I say, hey man, I'm going to give you this stock and, you give it some time, it might be worth $100. And you're like, oh, wow, what do you want for it? And I say, $100. You're like, what am I, an idiot? I mean, that's what it boils down to.
Pretty much.
All right.
I'm going to hold on to it. See what happens. I'm going to ride it out.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning's holiday special. Three rooms of carpet or tile clean for just $100 plus a free speed dry. Nowadays, you like to have those lighter colored fabrics and carpets. That's what's in, but you got to keep them clean or they look beat up. Get Dirt Free Carpet's holiday special. Three rooms of carpet or tile clean for just $100. 281 Dirt Free. Go chemical free with Dirt Free. They use no soaps, no unhealthy dirt attracting chemicals that could be harmful to you or your kids or your pets. They've been doing this for over 30 years with the best technology in the game, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. 281 Dirt Free. Tell me you heard it here on ESPN 97.5. Get three rooms of carpet or tile clean for just $100. 281 Dirt Free. 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Welcome back into the show. The NFL announced today, or informed teams anyway, that the salary cap for next year will be somewhere between $187 million and $191.1 million. In total, that's a 40% increase in the last 5 years.
Oh, okay.
It was only 133 in 2014. So when people keep, I wish reporters would pay attention to that when teams say, oh, they're cutting so-and-so for the cap. No, they're not.
No.
But they're never cutting them for the cap anyway, but they're especially not cutting them for the cap now. And there's money to go around, plenty of it. And especially they're not giving everybody raises anyway. So even when quarterbacks make such a huge chunk, it's not the same percentage of the cap that it used to be. When the guys, right. You know, guy making $20 million is not the same as when a guy's making $20 million 5 years ago. It's a whole lot more money on the table. And so this is the sixth straight year, or will be next season, that the cap went up at least $10 million. It's crazy.
Yeah. This guy's getting money. Good for them.
Nobody's watching the NFL, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody cares about that league.
Yeah, I mean.
Kaepernick killed it.
Failing ratings and all that. Everybody knows. Yeah.
It's going to be around for a while. So Lamont was brought up the Lock and Forest stuff, and I wasn't familiar with it all. What happened, Jong, and you'll set up this clip for us?
So Jason LaConfora kind of, I guess this was on Sunday when he was doing the CBS pregame show, the kickoff show, or prior to the kickoff, he kind of said that he had sources saying that Tom Coughlin was thinking about, you know, becoming stepping down from VP of the Jaguars to come and coach next season. Uh-huh. And he was on one of the shows in Jacksonville, and they kind of asked him, like, hey, how did you find out about this? And, you know, what kind of other details do you have? And LaConfora kind of backtracked and kind of said, well, it's kind of like a feeling that I have. People told me that they think that he's going to kind of go back coaching, even though he didn't like it. And he also kind of, the whole Giants thing left a bad taste in his mouth. They kind of went back and forth, and they kind of asked him, you know, not to reveal his sources, but he said, they kind of asked him, you know, why do you think this way? And I'll play the part. This is about halfway through the interview.
And then what you just said, based upon talking to people and looking at what he's done in the past, you're using deductive reasoning to say that Tom Coughlin may or may not go back, because you haven't said anything. You said you didn't give a percentage. You just kind of said, I think that he may go back to the sideline based on people who I've talked to. Did anybody clearly say Tom is going to go back to the sideline?
I don't think he's made the decision, but if you've got a crystal ball, you could look into it, and maybe you could do the interview. Maybe interview yourself.
I'm just not going to do deductive reasoning until I know it.
You can call it whatever you want to call it. I call it reporting.
All right, Jason. Listen, it's hard to get anything out of this building. So it had to have come from the outside, whether it be New York or, you know, somewhere else where you got. I mean, listen, I've been covering this team since 1995. Tom doesn't let anything leak inside that building. You'd agree with that.
I'm not going to get into. Are we going to talk about the situation, or are you going to try to reveal sources?
All I'm trying to say is that, listen, like every week around here, we're told that this team may move to London, and we're like, all right, where is that coming from? Now, all of a sudden, you're saying that Tom Coughlin, there's a chance he's going to the sideline. It's like, I cover this team daily, and just wondering where you get that type of information. And my point is that it's not coming out of that building.
You have no idea where it's coming from.
Well, neither do you. I mean, it's not coming from that building.
I don't know who I talk to.
I think you make a lot of stuff up, Jason. I think that's
really?
How you
okay.
get
well, here,
a lot of clicks.
Here's what I think.
You make
you
a lot of stuff up.
Number.
I can lose your phone number. All right. Well, there he goes. Jason LaConfora. Are you still with us?
Oh. All
right. Jason.
No, he's not with you.
He's gone. The guy said you can lose my phone number and go silent. I think he's gone.
Yeah.
Now, I thought it was going to be different. I hadn't seen the story. I saw people tweet about it, but I didn't dig into it to find out what it was.
Because I don't care enough about Jacksonville.
Right. That's mostly it. But I didn't see anything in there where Lockenfora was off base, and I'd have to see the report. When he said, I call it reporting, it's not really reporting unless you report. If you report that, look, I've talked to two people who are close to Tom Coughlin, and they say he's considering returning next year. That's a legitimate report.
Right.
If you say, I got a feeling he might be
coming back.
Yeah, I got a feeling he might come back. Where are you getting that from? Oh, from people, just people.
I'm just reporting.
That's
that.
Not a report.
No.
But it can be a report that he's thinking about it. He just hadn't made a decision. That's a legitimate report.
No doubt.
It doesn't have to be yay or nay. He's thinking about it. But I don't know what exactly he reported. But I do know he was getting rather sensitive about it. He was right about being sensitive, because they were beating around the bush until eventually the guy said, I think you make stuff up.
Yeah.
He had a feeling that was coming.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess if you are, if they know for, I mean, maybe these guys, local Jacksonville guys, maybe they feel like they know something better than he knows.
I can guarantee you, I can't guarantee it. It's highly, I was going to say it's unlikely that they know more about Coughlin than Lockenfora would, but Coughlin was there in Jacksonville before he came back
right
here. He was there a long time ago, right? But just because you don't have any sources that will tell you what he's thinking doesn't mean that Lockenfora doesn't.
Right.
I have the original Lockenfora, report, and this was on December 9th.
We just told you it's not a report, John.
Familiar name being heard in Jacksonville?
Yeah, a guy already sitting up in the owner's suite. Tom Coughlin, a lot of rumblings around the league. People who used to work with him, people who may work with him again, should he be putting a coaching staff together in Jacksonville, continue to hear that he is beyond frustrated and really sickened and angered by what this team has become, the lack of effort at times. Tom Coughlin was nothing if not a disciplinarian. You got guys showing up late, guys getting suspended, guys fighting with their own players, guys fighting with the other team's players. He's sick of it, and there's going to be major changes there. He's got a couple years left on his contract. He's going to have to talk to his family and figure out if this is the way to go. But I wouldn't be shocked if he ends up there, if someone like Kevin Abrams, who he knows well from the Giants front office, ends up down there to help get personnel right and find a quarterback.
But certainly working on a sideline.
That's enough, John. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah, that's not making something up. That's yeah, he didn't report it like this is breaking news.
Yeah, this is a fact.
I don't have a problem with that. That's kind of one of those things too, where people get, you know, if they don't like a guy, doesn't matter what he does, he's going to get skewered for.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But that there's nothing wrong with that.
All right, guys, got to tell you about my computer career. How about a graduate that used to work at a Quickie Mart, a job he couldn't get out of quick enough. Such a great student that they hired him as a mentor, because their program is designed for people with zero experience. They support their students with one-on-one mentoring. If you don't jump out of bed every day excited to go to work, go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years. How about that? If you don't have computer experience or training, no problem. Helping people start an IT career, that's what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online just two or three times a week. You're going to get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes are starting up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.com, or excuse me, .edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu. All right, guys, listen. I got to tell you about the Y Factor presented by Man Centers. If you are sluggish at work, sluggish in the gym, sluggish in the bedroom, could be dealing with low testosterone. And the other places, they'll say, hey, you should come in and get these synthetic injections and you'll feel really good. And you will for a day or two, and then you're going to have a crash, and then you're going to have to go back in the next week and get it again. Man Centers doesn't want to do that. They focus on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone. That synthetic stuff can damage fertility, cause dependency, long-term health issues, and even shrinkage. No one wants shrinkage. Man Centers has three locations, Houston at Katy Freeway in Campbell in the Memorial area, off 249 in Tomball and now open in Webster. And you're running out of time to use those benefits for 2018. So if you've reached your deductible, now's the time to go in and get stuff done at Mann Centers. Call them today to set up your appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book online. It's the Y Factor, presented by Mann Centers. Booking appointments on Saturdays now, so no more excuses. Get in there on mancenters.com to book today. The Y Factor, presented by Mann Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Jerome Sullivan instead of Fred as we wrap up today's show. It's been enjoyable. I hate to go out on an angry note, but...
Are you angry?
Yeah, when I read this story that I just came across, I know you'll be as bothered by it as I am, probably. This fool in California.
I'm already angry.
23-year-old. This joker took out, and they don't know which one he used yet, but either his AR-15 or his AK-47.
Oh, boy.
And... his next-door neighbor has a chihuahua.
What?
That the guy said peed on his lawn and his car. I'm not even say what he did, but he buried the dog after he did it.
The guy who shot the dog buried the dog?
Yeah. He killed the dog and buried the dog. And the lady was like, my dog's missing. I bet it's my neighbor. Called the police. Police checked on him. He's like, yeah, I shot him and buried him.
Jeez.
Chihuahua.
That guy got to go to jail?
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately?
It should be worse.
I don't like that. If someone shot my dog, I would want to shoot them.
That's what I'm saying. I would rather them not arrest him.
Yeah. Let me hit street justice, you're saying?
Let him walk free.
What would y'all have done in Acres Homes? Thanks for sitting in, Jerome. It's always fun having you here, my man. You'll be back tomorrow?
I'll be back tomorrow.
All right. John, good job
today. Unless I get caught shooting somebody.
Yeah, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Stay sportsy, kids.